White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, December 29, 1908. Elder, J.E. White. Nashville, Tennessee. My children, Edson and Emma. I wish to respond to the letter I received from Edson. I am so thankful that the Lord is manifesting His grace and transforming power upon your mind. Praise the Lord for this. The reports have just reached us of the terrible earthquake in Italy, laying the land desolate and causing such fearful loss of life. I have traveled much in Italy, and I can understand the awful scenes that must have taken place in the narrow streets with the earth giving way, houses tottering and falling, and the cities being swept by flood. I hope that none of our workers have lost their lives, but if this is so, they have lost their lives in carrying the message of truth to those who are in darkness and error. Each time that I visited Italy, the Lord gave me special power to speak the word of truth. I was helped in a special manner to set the truth clearly before the people. My heart aches for those who are passing through such suffering, and for those who have perished in their sins. We know not how soon our own cities will be visited with just such calamities as have come to Italy. San Francisco and Oakland have still another opportunity to turn to the Lord. Oh, for the deep movings of the Holy Spirit on the hearts of God's people, that this message, the last message of warning, may be given without delay. Let us seek the Lord with full purpose of heart. I know that the Lord will accept your labors if self is sanctified by the grace of God. It is time that the people of God united to verify to men the truth that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. How zealous should we be as we see the signs of the times fulfilling around us? The end is nearer than when we first believed. Let us follow on to know the Lord and to do His will, that we may see of His salvation. You will meet Willie at Nashville. I pray that you and he will enjoy much of the rich blessing of God. I did not dare to attend the meeting at Nashville, for I have promised to attend the conference in Washington in the spring, if God wills. Then, too, I am anxious to see the conference school firmly established at Buena Vista. When this matter is settled, I shall be more willing to move. The school property is about 30 or 35 miles from St. Helena. When arrangements are made so that we can take possession, I hope to drive over in our team and spend some time there. I should be pleased to see this school matter settled before we leave for the general conference. We have been waiting for the abstract to be made out, but there is a delay as important papers were destroyed at the time of the San Francisco earthquake. We hope soon to see the matter finally settled. Willie has sent me several postcards on his journey to Nashville that I may know he is safe and well. One I have just received reads, "Have had a good rest and a good breakfast from my box furnished from Loma Linda. The day is fine and the accommodations good. W.C. White." I will not write more tonight, for I have had a trying day and lately have spent some sleepless nights. Yet the Lord sustains me in a remarkable manner. I hope to see you soon after you can arrange to leave Nashville. Be sure, my children, that I shall be very pleased to see you whenever you can come. We will give you the best accommodations the house affords. And I pray that you may be greatly blessed at this meeting at Nashville. May the Lord strengthen you, is my prayer. Oh, that the hearts of all assembled might bow in humility at the feet of Jesus. We need more humility and a large increase of faith.